Chapter 3. Sniffing the Wind. Upton is a scent-on-the-air dog. He stands and sniffs in the breeze for many minutes, his head proudly up, eyes with a faraway look, cheeks puffing slightly with every exhale. I almost feel I can see his moist nose, lightly spritzed with mucus, catching odorous words from distant callers. To understand how the dog can do what he does, you've got to follow his nose. What a dog is experiencing is formed of what he is smelling. As we see images in our minds, he glimpses scents. As we speak in words, he communicates in fumes. Have you toured the dog nose? Ridden on a corkscrew of air into the dark vault? Bumped along its curves? Caught a breeze up to the chamber where a molecule will settle into the wetlands and begin to tickle the nerves to the brain? I have, at least near enough for my liking. I've been down the nose in a simulation of an odor molecule's point of view as it is sniffed in. This unlikely video was created using airflow models generated by Dr. Brent Craven, who does work in computational fluid dynamics. Craven doesn't have a stake in dog olfaction as such. His research into how fluids and air move is primarily basic science, geared to understanding animal systems. Its application, and grant money, is often to reverse engineer particularly good noses by using airflow models for the creation of artificial noses for military purposes. The nasal airway Craven and his team modeled is actually that of an eastern gray squirrel, a perfectly good smeller, but much simpler to model, he said. Imaginatively superimposed with MRI images of the innards of the more complicated canid nasal cavity, though, the video provides a sense of what a bumpy, hurly-burly, complex journey it is from the point of view of the sniffed odorant. You're riding on an odorant molecule, a miniature soap bubble comfortably bouncing and sailing on the briefest of wind currents, small and light and volatile. You're in the vicinity of a dog nose, then suddenly, abruptly closer. The nostrils gape wider and approach.